You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Left the station, had a doctor appointment, then immediately went to the media preview for KC Restaurant Week.
Oh, bon appetit.
It was at the Parker, at the Fontaine. Beautiful space.
Sounds fancy.
It was very fancy. Mm. I was a little underdressed.
Mm-hmm.
I had on this bomb denim duster, but I had on like some little boots and stuff. Flat boots, wasn't no heels.
So like you plan to eat more than a sandwich, bro.
But I wasn't too worried about my outfit because I was there to go in on food. And that is what I did.
Now was it?
Shouts out to the District Biscuit House. Guru was there. Uh-huh.
Yes.
He had a couple of different items than the chicken biscuit that we're used to.
Like what?
It was hummus. It was very good. It was a vegan option. And then he also had chicken and biscuit. Not chicken and biscuits. Biscuits and gravy. But it was made with chicken and andouille sausage instead of pork.
I know Julie tore all that up, especially the hummus.
Yes.
She eating weird stuff.
We had the hummus. It was delicious. And then, you know, I said, hey, you know, my birthday is on Saturday. So if you feel like running down on us on Friday, please do so.
Bon appetit.
So today, we're going to be having one of the restaurants that's featured in KC Restaurant Week.
Oh, on the show?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Summit Pit Barbecue in Lee Summit is coming through.
Well, you just lost a vending machine a couple dollars. Because I was definitely going to go down there and get some.
Then I got a very interesting call. My friend Shawana got engaged.
Oh, okay.
So excited for her.
No more macking for you.
You met her. She's been here to
visit. At the White Linen Party.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm very excited for her.
Another beautiful black queen taking off the market.
That's right. And then my evening kind of took a decline after that as news of the strike in Iraq took place.
Yeah.
We're going to talk a little bit more about that coming up later on in the show. What did you get into?
Nothing, to be honest with you. Prepare for my mixes. You know, the work don't stop, baby. You know how we do. You working, I'm working. That's what we do on the morning grind. But my night was very less interesting than yours was.
Oh, okay. You had any company?
No, I didn't. Why you all up in my mix like that?
Well, there was a lady at the KC Restaurant Week that asked me if you were single.
So, like, you probably eat more than a sandwich, boy.
So, I was just asking if, you know. Because I said, child, yeah, he's single. She said, I think he's so cute. I said, he all right.
We going to have a talk about that.
He all right.
Because you up here letting all the business out, fam.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
6:23 today. Look for highs in the mid-50s. It'll be windy. Right now, you clear 33 in Raytown. Shade, what's popping?
When will the petty end?
Never.
In 50 Cent land, I think you're about right. So, reports say that 50 Cent wants to take Tierra Marie's Love and Hip Hop LA check to clear the $30,000 that she owes him.
He want his money.
He doesn't need that 30 grand from this young lady.
That don't matter. When does that ever matter?
That's played out.
So he literally went before the judge and asked for an additional $5,295.50 in interest.
And 50 cents.
And 50 cents. You know that was intentional.
Girl, bye.
If she ain't got the 30 grand, she ain't got the additional five.
That's how the rich stay rich, Shay. They don't let not a penny go unaccounted for.
You know what? You right on that.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, I know some people be like, man, leave that girl alone. She all right, blah, 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 blah. Nah. Everybody coming for their money.
YG is claiming that over $400,000 in jewelry was stolen from him.
In what?
Jewelry.
We gonna get you to say that word.
No,
right?
You're not. That's how I pronounce jewelry. It's Jerry. Mm-hmm. So he claimed that between 11 p.m. on New Year's Eve and 11 a.m. the next morning, a briefcase containing his jewelry felt a little lighter than normal. And that's what made him look on in there and realize that he had gotten got.
People gonna stop carrying that jewelry around. Boosie, he done got his jewelry taken.
Everybody walks around with their jewelry.
I don't understand it, but oh well.
That's because you got a little silvery chain.
I don't have.
Me too. I got a little silvery chain.
I don't like silver. So you're a liar.
Well, that ain't gold.
Now. Oh, it's definitely gold.
Gold mixed with water.
It's a few carats in there. It don't matter what it's mixed with.
That's
it's gold.
8K.
It's gold.
That's 8K.
It's gold.
That's
it don't,
8K is gold make, mixed with water.
It don't make my neck scratch. Itch. Now what?
I can't do it. Reports say that calls to the sexual assault hotline, Rape Abuse and Incest National Network have increased since the airing of Lifetime's Surviving R. Kelly Part 2. Mm. And this is the same thing that the last airing did as well. It opened up an opportunity for people who may be suffering to seek help.
If there was ever a positive that came out of this, that's it. It makes people more comfortable to come out and talk about this stuff.
Definitely.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because why is it that the dudes get so mad when they want to break up with you and when you move on and they want to all of a sudden come back and when you are done, they just can't accept the fact. Like, why they be so mad though?
It's a power struggle. When you break up with them, they want to get you back so they can do something else again to make you break up with them. But they want it to be on their terms and not on your terms.
Mm-hmm. That's sad because that's exactly what it is. That's how it was. But you know what? He's just going to have to go through that power struggle by itself because I can't be his partner in crime.
What y'all break up for?
You don't want me to get on that. It's just too much for our 103 jams this morning.
So she gonna be Bonnie by herself with no Clyde.
I'm gonna be Barbie with no Ken.
You got a lot of clothes though. That's all that matters. Clothes and shoes.
Right.
Full of backwoods. Right. Who is this?
This is Manda. Everybody know who Manda is from KCK. Everybody knows me.
All right, Mom.
Ma.
All right.
I just want my baby.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
We're going to be getting someone qualified to go to Denver.
Ooh.
To see Oprah Winfrey in the 2020 Vision Tour.
Seems like a priceless adventure based on what you potentially could learn from this.
A couple of years ago, she did a Best Life Tour, and I attended.
Mm-hmm.
I was going through a very tough time in my life, and I spent money I really didn't have to go, and it really invigorated me. It put things in perspective. Just to be in the room with her, it inspired me. So whoever wins, can I go?
And then you met me, and your life became just outstanding. Ain't that right?
No.
All right.
My life became more of a headache after meeting you.
Oh, I'm going to fix him.
Are we going to be doing Mayor Q's 2-minute drill on Friday?
Hell yeah, we are. Big game. This is the biggest game of the year coming up.
Okay.
But to this point,
he's been doing some very groundbreaking things in Kansas City. A lawsuit was filed against a Nevada gun manufacturer and multiple firearms dealers in the Kansas City area in connection with a federal gun trafficking case.
Wow.
And so this is a way for the mayor and those affiliated with the lawsuit to address the violent crimes that are happening in the town with guns.
Yeah, this is big. I've never heard of anything like this.
Neither have I.
Yeah. This is big.
So we've got to talk with him about the impetus of this and how he hopes to affect change here in the town. We've already had 2 homicides this year. Mm-hmm. Too many. And we're hoping more that with a focus from so many different places that maybe we can bring those murders down in our city.
Yeah, it was out of control last year. We got to do better with that this year.
I read that Chicago has been steadily decreasing their murder rate as well. So we've got to do the same thing right here in our town.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Shouts out to Hickory Pick Barbecue. They're going to be coming on the show today.
Yes.
Of course, KC Restaurant Week begins on Friday. If you've never participated, log on to the website, get the app. You can try out some of the best food in the city for a discounted price.
Definitely a cheap date idea that you can use, fellas.
I don't like the word cheap. Let's use the word inexpensive.
All right, potato, potato.
No, cheap sound cheap. So a new poll of Americans show that 43% of Americans approve in varying degrees, Brian.
40 what percent?
43. To the airstrikes that were enacted against the Iranian people that killed its high-ranking general. Now, it's, of course, upon party lines, 86% of the Republicans approve in some degree to what happened, while only 14% of Democrats approve. As you know, yesterday, reports were released that an airstrike, up to a dozen ballistic missiles, were targeted at two Iraqi military bases that house U.S. troops. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, there were no known casualties. But of course, this was in retaliation to the top general being killed. Mm. Oil prices climbed sharply yesterday after the Pentagon released this information about the missile strike.
Right.
How do you feel about the possibility of war?
I don't like it. I hate it. I feel like I'm not naive, all right? I know that sometimes you have to do these things, but I'm just all against war. Anything with killing people, innocent people, sometimes they get killed during these things. And then it affects us at home because some of our loved ones are going, they have to go off to war. So I just don't like it, but I understand sometimes it's necessary.
I don't feel like a thorough explanation of why this had to happen now.
That too.
Donald Trump is saying, well, they were planning something. I don't appreciate something. I need to know definitively, this is the intelligence that we have. This is the reason why we're doing this. And I just want somebody to take his phone. I don't think that you need to be doing that via tweet. I really believe that if you want to quell the fears of Americans, we need to see you on television talking about it. Apparently, he's going to talk this morning. We'll see.
Is it? And it was kind of childish of him tweeting the American flag after he did that. It's like, I'm not trying to be funny, but that's the equivalence of throwing up your set whenever, you know, something like that happens.
What are your thoughts and feelings about the possibility of war?
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23. Look for highs in the mid 50s. It'll be windy. Right now you're clear 31 in KCK. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Capricorn friends. Reggae star Sean Paul is 47 today.
Oh yeah. You don't know nothing about that.
Bye.
That was on Uncut.
Please. You know how many parties I don't wind into this?
Put your lighters up.
Producer DJ Just Blaze is 42 today.
Woo!
DJ and on-air personality DJ Clue is 45. Yeah.
DJ Clue, Grand Theft Auto Storm, Miss Mary J. Blige.
You don't know nothing about that either.
And it's R. Kelly's birthday today.
Okay.
He's a Capricorn out here?
Man, I told you them crazy Capricorns. I told you, do not believe me when I say y'all crazy.
No, we're not.
Yeah, okay.
He's 53 today.
Happy birthday to everybody born on January 8th.
That's stupid.
Martin Lawrence says that he left the sitcom Martin over Tisha Campbell's harassment suit, but I think everybody knew that, right?
We did, yeah.
This is not new information. Well, in a new interview with GQ, the interviewer kind of asked directly, hey, look, did it have something to do with the lawsuit? And he answered, yeah. And so when he pressed further, he said that none of it was true. It was all BS. And just whoever side it was BS.
Huh.
So then the interviewer came back and said, look, you know, now that all of this is over, you know, have you and she talked about it? And he said, no, they haven't talked about it. Did they just let it go?
Huh.
You know, because it wasn't true.
Think they should talk about it before they, you know, if they want to work together or want to do it.
They've been hanging out and stuff lately.
I know that. Trust me, when you work, you know, when you work close with somebody, sometimes, you know, you get emotional and sometimes old stuff gets brought up. I just think it'll be healthy.
I could put a lawsuit against you.
For what? I ain't never. What? Excuse me?
It's, you try to intimidate me in here.
No, I don't.
Yes,
you try to intimidate me. You the one. Shay. Shay, stop. That vein popping out in your forehead. You need
I don't
to stop.
Have a vein in my forehead.
Oh, it's popping out right now.
I'm on the live. There's no vein on my forehead.
Anyway, you're the one who gets up and try to intimidate me.
Lil Wayne is finally ready to settle down.
Wow. After he looks like a complete zombie now.
Oh no. Why would you say that?
Because he do. Have you seen Lil Wayne lately? He ain't looking good.
The woman's name is Leticia Thomas. That's an interesting name because she don't look like her name, Leticia.
What she look like that?
Her name might be Heather.
Oh, Lord.
She's an Australian model. And he was out of the country, and he saw her on TV and got down to her DMs and was able to pull her.
What's good with you, baby? You got a little booty out there like that. You know what I'm saying? You act like you want somebody to holler at it.
What's the longest relationship that you've had from going in people's DMs?
Oh, Lord.
2 weeks, three.
Dang, I ain't never done none of that.
You are a bow-legged lie.
I'm a saint out here.
I'm
rapping
lie.
For all the virgins. What's happening? Team Virgin. That's what we doing.
I had something about this Rob Kardashian and Black China, but we'll have to save it for the next shade.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
KTI is having some Wi-Fi issues this morning, which is causing the airlines issues with checking folks in.
So if you've got before.
If you've got a flight today, make sure you get there a little earlier so you don't miss your thing.
And print out your boarding passes before you get there.
I don't print them out. I just
you better do it today.
I put it in my wallet. Everything is online. You don't gotta
do
all of that
right
there.
Wi-Fi messed up. I'm just saying.
You do it before you go.
Mm-hmm.
You don't check in before you go to the airport?
Mm-hmm. I do the early bird joint.
Well, then you good. You don't need it. It's on your phone. I wish something was wrong with the Wi-Fi at the White House. Somebody needs to take Donald Trump's phone.
For real, though.
I don't want the president tweeting about war. I want him in the Oval Office on all of the major networks, making sure that the country feels aware of what's going on.
Right.
And his demeanor during that newscast is what makes people feel more secure about the decision. We should never go to war lightly. You know, weaponry, engaging our military is a very serious situation, in my opinion.
Yeah, I definitely agree 100%.
And I don't know if I feel like Twitter is...
It's not.
...the place for this.
It's not, period. You know... It can be informative, it can be playful, and you know, we can make jokes on Twitter, but to bring the war atmosphere there, definitely not with it.
A new poll of Americans show that 43% of Americans approve in varying degrees to the airstrikes that killed the top-ranking general from Iran. 86% of Republicans approve to some degree, while only 14% of Democrats approve. So we're just gauging how Kansas City feels about the possibility of war with these maneuvers that have happened.
I think the whole thing with Trump doing all this is, like, completely unnecessary. Like, I pretty much think he's just doing it to distract everybody from him being impeached. Like, truly, there was really no reason for him to do that. And I think it's dumb that now my family members possibly have to go over into a war that didn't even need to be started. It's just, like, really unnecessary, and it's childish.
All right, what's your name?
Kristen.
Thank you so much for calling up and sharing with us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Live, locally lit. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Good morning, 752. Look for highs in the mid-50s. Windy, right now you're clear 31 in Overland Park.
Talking the possibility of war this morning, Brian. Bright spot just popped up on my screen. Made me feel good. Got a new Girl Scout cookie flavor.
Oh, what is it?
It's called Lemon Ups.
Ooh, I already like the lemon joints they already got. What, are these different?
Not to be confused with those lemon cookies. Shouts out to Erin McGee. She sent a message yesterday. Her granddaughter is going to be selling those. So.
Caught me a couple boxes.
For real, though. So, U.S., of course, dealing with the fallout of about a dozen ballistic missiles being fired at two Iraqi military bases that were housing U.S. troops overnight. Thankfully, no casualties have been reported in that incident. Of course, this attack was retaliation by Iran after its top general, Qasem Soleimani, was killed in a U.S. airstrike in the Iraqi capital of Baghdad. We've been talking about the possibility of war and what that means for us as common people.
Yeah. I think it affects us directly because there are oftentimes we got cousins, uncles, little brothers and sisters and aunts that are in the military and they're on call now. They have to go over there and handle this.
Over 4,500 troops have been activated.
That's a lot of families being affected, Shay.
There's varying opinion across the country on whether or not we should have gone and done the airstrike in the first place. 43% of Americans actually approve in varying degrees with the maneuvers. What are your thoughts on this?
Honestly, I tell you, I hear a lot of people saying that he's trying to avoid the impeachment process. However, Obama wasn't even born on U.S. citizen on ground.
That's not true.
Well, he was born overseas.
No, he was not.
Okay. Well, irregardless of all this junk that's going on, I think that Trump is doing what he needs to do. We lost a lot of people, and he's trying to protect our country. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Okay, what's your name?
My name's Crystal.
All righty, have a good day.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
New year, better you, stronger you, all about health, wealth, improved relationships. We're going to be bringing a doctor on the show this week to talk about preventing flu.
Ah.
Now, 2,500 cases of the flu here in the Missouri area. And many people have died nationally, so we want to try to give that information to you. Been talking about the possibility of war. It's been some reaction, of course, to the airstrike that killed a high-ranking general from Iran, which was met with a dozen ballistic missiles at two Iraqi military bases housing U.S. troops that happened yesterday.
Just got an inbox, Shay, from Samuel Foster. He says, as a veteran, it's my prayer that Trump doesn't make this an all-out war. In reality, he lacks the ability to be diplomatic. It's his way or the highway. Trump isn't thinking about the 19-year-old who's fresh out of high school that will be forever changed because of combat. I was that 19-year-old kid. I feel for all the families affected by his actions, and I pray they get the help they need when they return home, because that's when the true fight begins.
Hmm.
Wow. That's true.
We're supposed to hear from Donald Trump this morning. Up until this point, it's only been tweets about this situation. So hopefully he'll be able to explain a little bit more to the American people about why things have gone the way that they have over the last week or so. A lot of folks been calling up. The phone lines have been jammed, Brian, after we talk with Crystal. And that's what makes Hot 103 Jams like the best radio station, in my opinion, because we have the most diverse listenership.
Absolutely.
We have people from 8 to 80. We've got people of every race that listen to this show.
Mm-hmm.
And every varying thought process.
Yep.
So let's go to line 3. Good morning.
Things like this, like the last lady that called, is the reason we get ourselves into mess like this. You don't know anything that you're talking about. You just go out and say things with full ignorance, talking about Obama wasn't born on American soil. Girl, you, what lives are we losing because of Iran? We didn't have no reason to be doing this. And all we're doing is killing people because of someone wants to be ignorant. And now, if you want to support that president, go ahead and send your family and go ahead and send your sons and your husbands, your fathers. Go ahead and send a man for the president and just start supporting. Because with your ignorance, that's another reason that we got ourselves into this business in the first place.
Thank you for your call. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Alrighty.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
822, look for highs in the mid-50s. Windy, right now you're sunny at 31 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
This one is a little messy right here, Brian.
Uh-oh.
Rob Kardashian is seeking full custody of his 3-year-old daughter, Dream, from his baby mama, Blac Chyna.
Damn!
He says that her lifestyle isn't good for their daughter. And in a new legal document, he cited a couple of different instances. One where she's been throwing objects, including knives and lit candles, at people,
what?
Including her hairdresser. He also alleges that she invites strangers over when Dream is present. He says that Blac Chyna is always drunk, and a former employee alleged that she spends $600 a day on liquor and could drink a whole bottle of Henny by herself.
Wowzers. Is that baby got here?
I don't believe that, drinking a whole bottle of Henny. You see how little that lady is? How she gonna hold all that?
Shay?
How she gonna hold
Please,
all that, Brian?
Shay, it can happen.
A whole bottle?
You see how much Julie be eating and drinking?
That's not drinking liquor, Brian.
I
That's
know,
different.
But I'm just saying, it's people who can do that, Shay. I'm telling you.
I don't believe that. Everything else I could believe except her drinking a whole bottle of Henny by herself.
Well, they do got video of her wilding out at the amusement park. I don't know if it was Disney World or something, but she was like, throwing a timber tantrum.
Yeah. A fan ran down on her and she responded.
Just two, baby.
They're saying that Dream is now starting to act out.
Oh,
they
Lord.
Said that she's twerking naked and acting out sexual positions that she says her mom taught her.
How old is that baby?
3. She also revealed that Dream arrives to his house with messy hair, dirty teeth, and dirty nails.
Police! Help! Police!
Rob also claims that Dream is using curse words the B word and saying WTF.
Something got to be done.
If this is all true.
Right, if it's true. Yeah. Good Lord, those are strong allegations.
Yeah, this is a mess. Yeah. I prefaced it by saying it's messy. He also says that she like to do a one-on-one every now and again.
A who?
Snorting cocaine. A one-on-one.
Oh, Lord, you done lost it to the streets. Oh, Lord, no.
So... Summer Walker got mad at a fan for trying to come for her edges. So do you think that anyone should be able to comment on your hair?
No, but it's going to happen. That is the price of the situation that you're in.
Well, she said that she took exception because the young lady was a white girl and was trying to tell her about how to make her edges lay down.
How you gonna tell? What?
You was acting all tough and hardcore.
That's kind of insulting.
That's how she took it.
Yeah, I can. Summer, I feel you on that one, fam.
Catch me outside. How about that?
That's like her trying to tell somebody how to do something with some edges.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Ain't nobody finna listen to you about no edges. Get out of here.
I'm gonna peel your face off like a grape.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This is Elaysha.
All right, Elaysha. Let's see what you got, Grok.
I flash them and I'll laugh them. And if it ain't good, then I trash them. Why you stash them? I let them free and they tell me. Me what's they fantasy like up on the roof. Tell your boyfriend not to be mad at me.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor, and I wanna you make it so good I don't wanna leave, but I gotta know what's your fantasy to see.
You kind of nasty, but I like it.
Special advanced screening of Bad Boys for Life, Will Smith and Mark Lawrence is going down next. That's Tuesday. My baby. Bad Boys.
Elaysha gon' do.
And you gonna qualify for a chance to get $1,000 in cold cash on Friday. Tell the town what station is hooking you up.
Hot 103 Jams, and don't forget to slam that Z.
Listen now through March 12th for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in cold cash on $1,000 Friday.
Get that money, yo,
always giving you more chances to win.
Always turned up.
Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B.
Number one.
Hot 103 Jams.
More money.
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. RJ on Hot 103 Gems.
It's a new year. While there is absolutely nothing wrong with the New Year's resolution, I have to agree with Psychology Today's notion that perhaps setting a theme for the year should be the first step to long-lasting change. You can use your annual theme as a guiding light if you get lost along the way. For the rest of the year, review your theme to make decisions, set boundaries, and return to your purposeful and satisfying path. Here are a few steps to building your theme. Step 1. Learn from the past year. Ask yourself, when were you able to use your best talents, skills, and gifts? What were you doing, and how did you feel? Step 2. Clearly seeing the present. Ask yourself, what impact are you making? Is this enough for you right now? What used to bring you joy, but now the energy is disappearing? Step 3. Declare what lights you up. What do you dare dream of doing? What do you long to create? Is there something you're called to do but thought you couldn't? Now, declare your theme for the year. You might choose a word, a phrase, or even a state of mind. After following the steps above, I've decided that my theme is to be the vessel. That's what fires me up. That's what makes me happy. That's what gives me joy. And I hope that you will find the same thing for yourself this year. This is Dr. RJ on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine for your Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams. Be well.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.